Naughty man.
For those who don't have the power of sight when you listen to this, Richard practically did a backflip there.
I did. Scared me.
I think I scared him somewhat.
I thought we were going to have some sort of...
Welcome back.
Anyway, hello.
It's the Incendiary Shedcast. All right. Damien, and he's still drunk.
I am.
This is somebody called The Paraffins.
That's right.
And I wish I could tell you what the title track's called, but I can't because they've scrubbed it out.
Fun squared.
In fact, we were having so much fun, we decided to play track two as well.
We did.
So the first track is, we were just called Scribble.
Yeah, because it
was
Scribble name.
The second track was Life's Too Beautiful, and that's by the wonderful The Paraffins, and from their album Snout to the Grindstone.
Yep.
Which is, you already know from listening to that, you should run
yeah, you should
now
go get
and
that.
Buy it.
No, it's great.
It's great. You'll find them on myspace.com/theparafins, and they're also on theparafins.wordpress.com, which I presume is a blog.
Something like that. It sounds like it, doesn't
brilliant.
It?
They're on yeah. Earspook Records, and please, please go on.
Yeah.
For your own health.
Anyway, go on. Hey, I tell you what, this next band, it sounds like a J.G. Ballard novel, doesn't it? Sexy Accident.
The Sexy Accident. We reviewed one of their singles a while back and decided that it was quite good fun.
Yeah.
And it was quite kind of standard bar rock, but the singer sounded a bit like Kermit the Frog, which elevated them a couple of notches.
Well,
now they brought out another single, and it's the same kind of standard bar pub rock stuff, and he still sounds like a Muppet, so they're going to get some credit anyway. This is a song called Now That She's Gone.
I love a girl, she won't talk to me no more. She let me in, I couldn't give her any more. So every day I wake up standing, I walk around and try to smile. I got a new pair of running shoes, I'm clocking in another mile. I eat right, I do my yoga, I spend time with my friends, but I just wanna see her.
I do my yoga.
I do my yoga. He does his yoga. Now, if you can imagine Scooter doing his yoga.
Yeah, if by any chance you were pretty much like Richard was in that, and halfway through thinking this is actually quite boring, rewind the Shedcast, play it again and imagine there's a Muppet singing it to you, and you'll be instantly more entertained.
You will. Brilliant. By a mile, absolutely. Brilliant.
In fact, when I used my hand to mimic a glove puppet, and Richard almost wet himself.
I did have earache before that song, but now I haven't.
Yes.
For reasons that have nothing to do with the song. Anyway.
But that was the sexy accident.
Thank you.
And they're on sexyaccident.com if you can be bothered. But let's face it, everything's improved with the presence of a Muppet.
Indeed.
Even if they don't actually have one.
Exactly. What's next?
Next is something that I know you will hate.
What's that?
I'm going to play it anyway. It's a new Belle and Sebastian song.
Ah.
And this is a song called Come On Sister.
Come on, split up.
Started working, I can't sleep, no I can't sleep. I keep feeling the light, so I think I should get up and call you. Gonna find you, and it's fun. Thinking of you like a movie star, and it's dumb. Thinking of you like the way that you are. Everyone loves you, the boy in the corner, the postman, the man. It does me no good to keep looking ahead at your future adoration, and it's fun thinking of you like a movie star, and it's dumb thinking of you like the way that you were. Every moment like a sudden pleasure, every moment that will get you by, and it's gonna cause a crisis. Might just lose a little faith. I've seen all kinds of strangers, the rich and the famous. They don't count, no they don't count. Now I'm back on my feet on the same greasy street. There's an angel on my shoulder saying ho. Have you ever said an honest word? Yo, have you ever said a pretty word? Every moment like a sudden pleasure, every moment that will get you by, and it's gonna cause a crisis. Might just lose a little faith. Don't touch me, if you touch me you can never go back. Sister, have a drink, have a seat at the bar. Tell me all about your men and your hopes and the hours of your life. You could love. After all, that's what you're looking for. You can love. It's a currency unspoken of, but it's hard to form a good opinion if you're gonna look at me that way, and it's gonna cause a crisis. Might just lose a little faith. Don't touch me, you can't touch me, you can never go back. Sister, have a drink, have a seat at the bar. Tell me all about your men and your hopes and the hours of your life.
I've never liked them, and I'll have to say, I never will. And the reason is, I just don't have the energy to slag them off. The fact, that I don't have the energy to slag them off. Alright, this is the whiskey talking after this, right? I admit this now. I don't have the energy to slag this band off after 15 or 100 years, however long they've been going. I don't know. I can't get it. It's as if there's something so nice about them, something so reasonable about them, something like the RSPB, or something like, I don't know, like the Guide Dogs for the Blind, that whatever nonsense, whatever nefarious activities they get up to in the background, some bugger, some reasonable bugger will come along and say, oh yeah, they're alright though, because they do this, they do that. Yeah, and you know, I can't help but agree at that point, but at the same time, lurking in the back of my mind, think to myself, that Belle and Sebastian are the spawn of the fucking devil, and I wish they'd just bugger off forever and stop making these fucking pseudo crappy records that reference bands like the Smiths and Orange Juice in a very smug, boring, like, oh la la, look at me, I'm going to Sunday school, I've just watched wind, you know, Whistle Down the Wind kind of way, and just fucking drop it, go away, bugger off. You've got, look, devolution's happened now, go and sing to the Scots, leave me alone, and never come back. And after that, I'm now going to carry on drinking. Goodbye.
Well, I for one am glad that they're back. I really like them. I really like them. And, oh. And everything that you said, it kind of just makes me like them more.
I'd rather...
I do, I love them. I think
I know you do, I know. And I'm in the minority of one on the magazine, but I'd rather drink my own piss than listen to Belle and Sebastian.
Well, for those of you who don't feel like Richard, you can find them on Rough Trade. I think it's great to have them back, and yeah. I really like them. They're just and they're so quintessentially old-fashioned that they just make me smile. They really do. And now we're going to run over to Ten City Nation, who's we've covered. I think we've covered on the site before, but their debut album. I think it was their debut album. At the still point were kind of impressed us quite a bit, but they started a bit prematurely there, but they're back with a new single and it's called Hidden Shallows, and this is apparently the radio edit.
Well, I quite like that, actually. It was a nice thunderous sound to it. It had a presence, a timbre, as we say in the trade.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, in true incendiary fashion,
we played the wrong track. Fantastic. Yeah.
It was still Ten City Nation, but that was the B-side. That was The Air Is On Fire. And to be honest, it's actually better than the single anyway, so I probably did right. But it wasn't meant to be, but it was.
There you go.
But yeah, Ten City Nation, their debut was released on their own record, the Sturm und Drang.
So
obviously art lovers. But I think they're now signed to somebody else. But you can find them on tencitynation.com. So, go check them out. They make a good enough racket for you to keep an eye on them, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'd say that.
Right, and now another about face, and we'll run into some more kind of folky territory, I would say.
This is the migraine.
This is the migrant.
All right, okay, sorry. Sorry, the migrant.
Whether it gives you a migraine or not, you shall have to wait and see. This is a song called Nothing But Clues. Now, hang on, I need to...
Make sure you play the right track.
Something happens correctly here. So, in fact, everything's frozen. There we go.
Thank you.
nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I thought it was really, really great, actually. Because there's, I mean, let's be honest, there's a lot of music around at present that is very similar. Mm. But that had a certain wit and charm of its own that sort of elevated it among, from a lot of other records that would, you know, play that furrow, shall we
say. Yeah, and especially the album was written whilst he was travelling around America for 2 years, and as most bands will tell you, like, any song that's written on the road is normally a piece of crap. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that could have been really twee and really kind of, that kind of, just, kind of fair stuff, like Bum Fluff and Children and stuff are doing.
Ah, yeah, I like the fact that Marky Smith started throwing bottles at them, did you see that? Bless him.
No, that was good. Yeah, but it's an unexpected little delight, that. It's the album's called Travels in Lowland.
Yeah, I like that.
The guy is, his name is, hang on.
He's Danish, because he's got some Danish lyrics. Danish,
yes, but he's, where is he?
He's some chap.
Here somewhere.
He's called Jan Molby.
No, he's called Bjarke Benson.
Bjarke Benson.
Yeah, and he's called The Migrant, which is thankfully easier to pronounce.
Yep.
But he's on Coda Records with a K. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I don't know where on the worldwide spider web he lives, but please go
find him.
It's,
it's a nice
very,
record.
Very
that.
Good. Very
I
good
like
indeed.
That record.
And from that, we're going to go over to some other, like all-time favourites.
Yeah,
think,
of course.
The Coral and their
like
song from their new album. And which one shall we have? All of them are good.
Play a good one, Dames.
We shall play Walking in the Winter, I think. Done a bad album.
No, they haven't. No, they haven't. They've never made a bad record, The Coral. And people say, oh, well, you know, The Coral, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And everyone just goes on and on and on about the first album, but I'll probably say that the first album is probably the weakest album of all the albums.
It's fun, it's great.
It's a great album,
but they've just got better and better.
They have. They absolutely have. They're a fantastic band.
The thing I like about them is that they just sound so out of time for everything else. They're not following anybody else, and they're just doing their own thing, and they're making bloody good music, and really, that's all that matters.
They are very much like the Super Furry Animals in that respect, in that they just carry on, they've got their own little
If people decide to listen fair enough, if not, but they've got a really quality, like, back catalogue of work now, and that's from their new album, Butterfly House, which is, as usual, absolutely brilliant, and, I'm sure they're at thecoral.co.uk or something like that, but you'll find them. If you haven't given them a chance, if you have written them off in the past, do yourself a favour.
Just go and listen to
them. Take your chip off your shoulder and give them a listen, because they're a great...
They're a great band. The Coral are great.
And now to something quite young and upcoming and spiky. Two girls and a guy called Fever Fever, and this is a track, in fact the title track from their new EP, the Bloodless EP, so this is Bloodless.
From that.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah, we did. Yep, absolutely.
I like that a lot. That's Fever Fever, and they're from Norwich, I think, but they're signed to a Manchester label called...
Something.
You've got it in your hand, anyway.
Gravy.
Gravy. They're called Gravy. They're on Gravy Records.
Gravy Records, you know. Yeah, hey, we were talking about pies earlier.
We were. But not Fever Fever, very good. Yeah, they make a nice racket, I think.
They do. I think they're great. Actually, it's funny, because I was having a bit of a giggle at some of the PR stuff. And what makes us laugh more than anything else is the PR stuff that we get through the post, and the written
the stuff that's make you supposed to want to listen to this stuff.
I suppose, but it always turns you off. But this time I quite like the fact that they use the missing link, and wait for this, the three piece girl boy sex sandwich, which makes me wonder why Belle and Sebastian ever started. There you go. I like that a lot, actually. I thought that was a lot of fun. I thought, actually, it's quite intelligent music. So I'm going to nick that one off Damien. He won't know. I'll have that one. That's one of mine. You know. Hey, Dibs, while I'm stealing this CD, can you tell me what we're going to finish with? Can you tell me now?
We're going to finish... Well, actually, I've...
Tell
give
us.
Give me a moment, because I want to play...
It's not in a moment.
...something particular.
Oh.
But I seem to have misplaced it.
He's got
this is such a typical...
He's got his new... He's
finally managed to get us together after weeks and weeks of not doing anything. And then
mess.
We just like, have you got anything? Well, actually, I don't know.
He's got his new computer. He's got his things on his computer. He don't know what they are. I don't understand his computers, you know.
No, it's because my computer decided to do something it shouldn't yesterday. And now I can't find it.
Back in the days of vinyl, it would have been a case of picking a vinyl record out and sticking it on the turntable and putting a needle on it. You know, physical actions that have a result. This is something we have to think about in the modern world. You know, it's the balance of ennui and frustration, one that we can manage, really. And that's not me just after about 9 pints of whiskey with earache, is it?
I don't know.
He doesn't know, anyway. There's embarrassing radio silence as I carry on whittering into the universe. He's still looking, Cock.
I am.
He is.
Well, I've found it now.
He's found it.
Right, we're going to play...
We're
going to play some from the Manics' new album.
Oh, right.
It's absolutely
nice
great.
One, yeah.
Right, and here we go. The sky is falling in on you. Crushed any happiness you
stop.
So, I deliberately played that one.
You did, I know, because it's me and McCulloch on. Yeah, I love that. I thought that was great, because I'm not a massive Manic Street Preachers fan, but I thought that was a really, really nice record. Yeah, it sounds like they've got something, a kick in their heel, as it were.
Yeah, it's such a good song, even the choir can't derail it. It's good. It's good fun. Yeah, the Manics, they're on manics.co.uk, yeah. I think they're on Sony or something.
They're a big band, you know that?
But they are, and honestly, whether you think that's the best album or not really doesn't matter, because frankly it's a stupid argument. But if it's not one of the biggest selling they've ever had, then there's just no justice in the world, because those songs are just perfectly crafted for big radio play, and they deserve to be really big.
Yeah.
So, that's my side of things.
That's his side of things.
For this autumn almanac kind of.
That's our autumn almanac. I'll just wait till I play him what I've been listening to. That'll sort things.
So, what has really pleased you so far on this?
Well, alright. As a look back, let's have a look at I've got a sheet of paper here with all the songs and so on written down. I loved Hello Black. I thought that was fantastic. I enjoyed Jamaica. Let's have a look. I thought The Migrant was actually very, very good. And I quite liked Shitty Robot, actually. Shitty Robot. I mean, Department of Eagles I've heard before, so that was something I couldn't really, you know, say it was great. But Hello Black, Shitty Robot, or Shit Robot, and The Migrant were the standouts for me.
Yeah, well, if there's one thing you need to get, it's that Hello Black album. Yeah. Honestly, I can't describe how good it is.
Yeah, it's great. It's just wonderful. Really great.
But I've been Damien, I've been drunk.
I've been pissed.
this has been an Incendiary Shedcast.
Yeah.
There will be many, many more to come.
Very soon.
I promise. I know we keep saying this, but
we've actually got
a couple already kind of finished.
They'll
probably go up after this one in our typical usual way.
Usually.
We'll have a Halloween special next week for you.
Yeah.
Which should be good. Which could be quite interesting. A very nice little portmanteau.
A right mess.
Horror and strange things. Good.
Exciting.
It's good. So you'll be hearing more from us, but in the meantime, go to www.incendrybag.com or
www.inmusic.nl
for those that can't spell.
That's right, yeah.
We love you a lot. See you later, Incendry Heads. Bye-bye.
Bye.